It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Just start doing it. You know what? I'll take them off at some point, but just start it off. Make fun of me for having the sun. It's a beautiful day, Brock. That's why I have them on.
Your future's so bright, you got to wear shades, man.
You're damn right, man. Yeah.
I actually, you know what? I can't believe I did this. Well, anyway, real quick, we'll get to the shades, but welcome everybody to the Plan B After Show video podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call, man. You know, it's gorgeous out. You got to want to. You got to get it. Got to want to get it. Take that mic out.
You got to get out there, man.
Make sure that motorcycle of yours is running the right way. Take it to Gilson Cycle. They're going to get you taken care of. Awesome guys over there. So just find them on Facebook. Give them a call. Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road. I was going to say, so yesterday, I can't believe I did this. I don't know if I'm mad at myself or proud of myself. So I've been wanting to get sunglass lanyards, right? You know what I'm talking about? That goes around.
Yeah, the rubber thing that goes in the back.
Like that. But this one is just, this one's not, it's not tight. So it hangs. So you can take them off and then just rest them on your chest,
right?
Great
for kayaking.
Exactly. Kayaking, fishing, everything. And I got some nice fishing glasses. And I'm like, I know one of these days I'm going to bend over the boat. They're going to fall off. Well, so I got those. However, I was in Walmart. And I'm looking at all the different ones that they have. And Hunter, what does Brock usually do when he's looking at a selection of things? Which one does he lean towards?
The cheapest one.
The cheapest one.
The very bottom shelf.
So I actually purchased the most expensive ones.
Ooh.
They are, when you look about it, they're basically just like paracord. All right. They're not very thick. Okay. They got like a nice little design. I got two different ones. I got one for Kiki. I got one for me. They were $8 a piece. I couldn't fucking believe it. Yeah. Yeah. And the whole time I'm looking at it, I looked at the two. There was a Berkeley one.
Moron.
It looked
$8 for a string.
I know. Dude, for a string.
We could have made them.
And there was a part of me, it's like, Brock, you could make this. You could probably go over to the craft section and pick up the little eyelet for it. But no, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I bought Kiki one. So yeah, so $16 later, I have two pieces of string to hang my sunglasses on.
Oh boy.
Awesome.
Oh boy.
Awesome.
Well spent money. You know, that stimulus check, man, really, really paying off.
Dude,
you know?
Mine is gone. Said I was going to save it. I paid some bills, and then I bought too many bikes.
Too many bikes, right?
$18 worth of string. What the F is wrong with me?
You blew it.
Literally, yeah. The money is gone.
So you're getting ready for a camping trip this weekend.
I'm excited, man. And obviously, I feel like we have to say this so people don't freak out. And no joke, I hope everyone doesn't get mad at me. I'm keeping my social distancing on point just because a group of us are going up. Our buddy Ben was like, hey, my uncle's got some land. Let's do something. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're all been cooped up. And so we're going up, and I'm excited, man. I've been lucky enough to get out and do some fishing, but I need to do some camping. We got the camper out. Kiki's getting stuff ready and everything. So yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. So I think it'll be a good time. Good time.
You know what? And you keep your distance. That's we can't stress that enough.
I'm not shaking. I'm not hugging anybody. I'm not shaking anybody's hands.
No, you know what? I'm getting butt ass naked, dude. I'm chasing everybody around. Woo! I'm
going to
be flopping around. Yeah, just chasing you, trying to hug you. I'm going to be that guy. No, I'm
come
kidding.
Here. Give me a hug. No, I think we can do this. We can do the camping while social distancing, which why I don't understand.
That's why campgrounds are open. If you're on the other side of this podcast, look at it like, I can't believe it. Yeah. I just can't believe it. What are these guys doing?
Yeah.
You know, campgrounds are open. It's Memorial Day weekend. We've been
But they're not, though. That's the thing is they don't open till next weekend.
Really? No, yeah. Campgrounds are open.
I'm pretty sure. I thought they didn't open.
Local campgrounds are open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the big parks, like Warren Dunes State Parks, you know, are all closed. No, I don't think those will open until June, the end of June.
End of June, is it? Like the first official day of summer or something like that?
I think that's what I heard last. That might have changed. But, yeah, like local, like smaller campgrounds.
I know privately owned it can kind of make that decision, either way.
We called around a little bit too, just to kind of see. And a lot of them are just doing it like an enclosed trailer. So like if you have an RV that's enclosed or I don't even know if a pop-up would count for that. I think it's got to be, you know, basically an RV.
Yeah.
But you have work. Yeah, you have a pop-up and you have your enclosed little camper, right?
Yeah, we got the 66 Frolic and then the 93 Coleman pop-up. So
nice.
And once we got to figure out if Smith is going to take that. Hold on, real quick, I want to test something. If I take the microphone away,
I can't hear you.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. After we get about halfway through the podcast, I'm testing all the right equipment. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, mostly just because too, where the campsite is, or where the land is that we're going to, it's close to the Croton Dam. Good fishing. Mm-hmm. They stock rainbows and stuff up there. So I'm going to get the fly rods out. We're going to catch some trout, man.
Yeah, that's cool. That's exciting, man. I'm pretty pumped too. But everybody is looking forward to the kayaking thing because that you can do that socially distant.
Yep.
And it looks like did you hear about the two dams? I almost got nervous because right kind of not near, but up north, Midland, Michigan, two dams burst last night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Whitmer was like kind of freaking out about it. She was saying that the town that it's in, what was it? I can't remember the town name. It might have been, but she was like, dude, like they're going to be under 9 feet of water.
Wow.
9 feet of water, dude. And they're like just talking about like it's already bad enough with the pandemic. You know, now you got to move out of your house and then get supplies at places that aren't open. Dude, could you imagine?
That sucks, dude.
I was wondering about it too because we're camping at this weekend. There's a dam right next to it.
Yeah, you got
I was hoping. I was like,
you got Hardy and Croton that are right there. So, dude, nature's no fucking joke, man.
It's
I always think about like what about the big old what's the dam in Nevada? Is that the Eisenhower? What's that big one?
The Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam, Eisenhower Dam. Moron. Jeez, dude, my brain is fucking broken today. Your Hoover Dam. You imagine that thing breaking? What?
Have you ever been there?
Yeah. Yep.
It's craziness, dude. I was like sixth grade, man. But damn, dude, what have you built that thing? What?
Yeah. It's the concrete in there isn't even fully cured yet.
No.
No.
That's crazy.
There's still some soft spots in that bitch.
that's
yeah.
That doesn't make you feel good. Have you seen the videos of the guys falling down it?
Falling brutal. Down it?
Yeah.
No.
There's videos out there of people like people that would go and look at it, you know, like spectators. Like they'd lean over the dam a little bit and fall. There's a couple videos of a guy. He's like, because it's not straight down.
No,
it's like
curve.
It's like the scariest fucking slide you've ever been on in your life, and you die at the end.
Jesus,
but, dude, it's pretty wild. Check it out on the internet, man.
No, stop watching.
Watch him slide for like 45 seconds.
Watching videos of people dying. I'm not gonna do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Good God, yeah, man.
He's long gone.
Hey, why don't we take a trip, you and I, to the Hoover Dam? I'll let you look over the side.
Right. Why are you stepping behind me? That's weird.
Just take a look. Really get over the edge there. I want you to see it in all its
majesty. I'll give you a boost.
We went when I was living out in California. My mom and dad and brother and sister-in-law came over and visited me in California. And then we drove to Nevada, we drove to Las Vegas for my 21st birthday. And then while we were there, we made a trip of it. So we went to the Grand Canyon and the Hoover Dam. But the funny part was for the Grand Canyon, there was this place we wanted to check out. Dude, we were like in the middle of the fucking desert. We were going down these roads. We finally got to where we were going. But at one point, I'm like, we're lost in the middle of the fucking desert right now.
Yeah, it gets scary, especially at night there, man. We did the family trip and we got a van, like one of those huge vans, and we got like 10 people in it.
Yeah.
And it was just horrible. We were horrible kids. My grandpa got it all. He got it all on video. He's trying to do it. It's funny. There's this video of my grandpa and he's like panning the Hoover Dam and this beautiful, beautiful shot. It, of course, my brother and I jump right in front of the guy. Hey, granddad. Hey. Can we go check out the he's like, damn it, kids, get out of the way. He's trying to get this beautiful. He's like a great photographer.
Yeah.
Like he prided himself on all his photography. And we're just fucking ruining it, man. Like the whole trip, I remember, I was just a terrible child.
Yeah.
I look back at that, and I'm like, dude, why?
That's
why would I do
the
that
most
my grandpa?
That's the most hunter story I could ever imagine right there. Is you and fucking ruining something nice.
The greatest. It's all on video. We have it at the house. You hear him behind the camera like, damn it, these kids. You know, he's terrible.
He could have fixed it. He could have shoved you guys right off that Grand Canyon, just right. And he would. They wouldn't blame him one bit. Not one bit.
God, we would like pretend like we were gonna slip off the edge. My aunt, my great aunt, she was very very panicky. Like a storm would come, and she'd be the one calling you, like, "Get the basement." She was that. So we would always go to like kind of close to the edge, you know. And just, oh God, oh stop it! She would, dude. She loved us, but I guarantee she hated us.
You sent her to an early grave. You literally stressed her to death.
God, man, terrible child.
Well, it's good. So I'm glad that you've seen the majesty of the desert. How many dead bodies do you think are in that desert near Nevada, near Las Vegas?
Man,
the mob just burying people out in the desert.
Yeah. There's a lot of dead bodies, gold, guns. Yeah, there's probably a lot of stuff buried out there, man.
There's gold. There's gold.
Gold. Anyway. It's the great gold rush. And we're going.
What accent was that?
No. The gold rush accent.
That's the gold rush accent. There you go. All right. Well, let's I think we've hit a wall here. This is good. We've done everything we can. It is the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah, go eat a brat at 10:30 in the morning. Actually, that's not too bad. That sounds pretty good. Big old cheesy brat. This has been the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Find them on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. They're awesome guys. Get your bike fixed up right. Your motorcycle, not your goofy-ass electric bike like Hunter
has. Yeah, shut up. It's badass. All right, guys. Even somebody texted me yesterday. They're like, dude, that's a rad bike. I saw you.
So sweet. You're the bike guy, right?
The bike guy, dude.
All right, just guys.
The pussy bike guy.
The pussy bike guy. All right, we'll see you next time on the After Show podcast.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.